Big thanks to Big Blue and to the students at Hamilton High for getting us started today. Yesterday, we explained a little bit about the United Nations General Assembly. Its annual meeting is happening this week in New York City. Leaders and representatives from around the world have come to the United Nations headquarters. They all get to make speeches to the General Assembly about issues they think deserve the UN's attention. President Obama spoke yesterday morning. This is part of a president's role as America's chief diplomat, speaking on behalf of the country about international issues. President Obama talked about the civil war in Syria, the recent economic struggles in the U.S. and overseas. He also focused on Iran. In yesterday's show, we discussed the decades of tension between the U.S. and Iran. In his speech, President Obama talked about the possibility of the countries finding common ground.
The roadblocks may prove to be too great, but I firmly believe the diplomatic path must be tested. For while the status quo will only deepen Iran's isolation, Iran's genuine commitment to go down a different path will be good for the region and the world, and will help the Iranian people meet their extraordinary potential in commerce and culture, in science and education.
Here are five things to know about a possible U.S. government shutdown. Number one, it's up to Congress and the President to work this out. Congress has the job of passing spending bills that fund the U.S. government, and the President signs those bills into law. The government's financial year starts next week. That's why the deadline is October 1st. Two, President Obama's health care reform law, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, factors in. Recent polls indicate public support for Obamacare is weakening. The Republican-led House of Representatives has voted to fund the government, but only if the health law is defunded, effectively killed. Neither the Democratic-led Senate nor the President will go for that, so someone will have to compromise on Obamacare to avoid a shutdown. Three, this wouldn't be the first time the government has shut down. The last two times were in the 1990s, one of them lasting 21 days. It was the longest shutdown in American history. Four, many Americans, though maybe not everyone, would notice. Yep. Some government workers would be furloughed, forced to take time off without pay. Vacation plans for millions would change because national parks and museums like the Smithsonian would be closed. And Americans wouldn't be able to get passports or certain government loans until the shutdown ended. But government workers considered essential, the military, the FBI, air traffic control, the TSA, they'll all stay on duty. Government medical coverage, Medicare, Medicaid would still be there for those who need it, and you'll still get snail mail. Postal delivery wouldn't change. Five, the economic impact. Really depends on how long a shutdown would last. A few days likely wouldn't have much impact, but a few weeks could make a dent in gross domestic product, and in a fragile economy, that could hurt.
An update for you now from Kenya. We've been reporting on a terrorist attack at a shopping mall in the nation's capital city of Nairobi. Yesterday, Kenya's president said security forces had, quote, ashamed and defeated the gunman. This all started on Saturday with the attack on the Westgate shopping mall. Al-Shabaab said it was responsible. This is a terrorist group based in Somalia, one of Kenya's neighboring countries. The attack turned into a standoff. Then yesterday, security forces said they were making final sweeps through the mall. Kenya's president said three floors inside had collapsed, although he didn't explain what caused that. He described the country as bloodied but unbowed.
See if you can ID me. I'm an American organization that was founded in the early 1900s. I have more than 1,000 members, mostly colleges and universities. My president is Mark Emmert, and my headquarters is in Indianapolis. I'm the NCAA, and I'm responsible for creating and enforcing rules for college athletics.